And now, our portraits.
Welcome to Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie. Apologize for the temporary monthly schedule, but I'm trying to get my manuscript, which is a biography of Cootie Williams, completed. The subject of this episode is Juan Tizol. He was the valve trombonist, composer, and copyist with the band for several periods starting in 1929. And looking back on other portrait episodes, I realized that I've only done one other trombonist, so I apologize to all the trombone fans out there. And by the way, that other trombonist was Lawrence Brown. Juan Tizol Martinez was born January 22, 1900 in Puerto Rico. Tizol joined in the summer of 1929 and stayed until April of 1944, at which time he joined the Harry James Band. And then he returned in April of 1951, stayed until July of 1953, and then did a short stint in 60 and another short stint in 1961. Juan Tizol was a highly accomplished musician, and his training mainly came through his uncle's band. And besides his role in the trombone section, Tizol also composed, arranged, and did copying for Ellington. And for those of you who don't know, a copyist is someone who takes the musical scores and writes out the individual parts for the musicians. It can be quite a tedious task. And one of the main qualifications, besides musical knowledge, for a copyist is just legibility. You want the parts to be such that people can read them. Tizol joined the band. There was only one other trombonist, Tricky Sam Nanton. Lawrence Brown joined 3 years later in 1932, bringing it to a full section of three. The three had very dissimilar styles, and I would recommend a book called Duke's Bones by Dr. Kurt Dietrich for a very nice discussion on how Duke was able to make these three styles work together. And while we're on the subject of books, Juan Tizol is the subject of a full biography called Juan Tizol, His Caravan Through American Life and Culture. From the biography, there's a quote by writer Stanley Dance, which says, "Even if Juan Tizol had composed nothing else, he would doubtless remain immortal for having written Caravan." So we're going to start the podcast with Caravan. This is from 1936. This is a Barney Bigard small group. And the solos you hear are Juan Tizol on valve trombone, stating the melody, Cootie Williams on trumpet, Harry Carney on baritone saxophone, and the leader of the session, Barney Bigard, on clarinet. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. This is another Juan Tizol composition, and this is from the year 1937, just a year after Caravan. And this one's called Jubilista. We're going to hear it in two versions. First, a September 20th, 1937 version with the big band. Juan Tizol states the theme. There's an obbligato behind him by Barney Bigard on clarinet, and a little bit of a solo by Johnny Hodges. Then a month later, on October 26, 1937, we hear a Cootie Williams small group. This is an eight-piece band with Cootie Williams on trumpet, Juan Tizol on valve trombone, Barney Bigard on clarinet, Otto Hardwick and Harry Carney on saxes, Duke Ellington on piano, of course, Billy Taylor on bass, and Sonny Greer on drums. Thank you. This piece from 1938 is called Battle of Swing, and in Dr. Dietrich's book, Duke's Bones, tells the story that the score for this piece was found a few years ago, and it revealed that Juan Tizol's solo in this was actually written out. It wasn't improvised at all. And Tizol didn't really consider himself a jazz musician. He just thought others did it better. But besides Tizol, the soloists on this one are Barney Bigard on clarinet and Rex Stewart on cornet. Conga Brava is a 1940 composition of Juan Tizol's, and again, it features him stating the theme with Barney Bigard on clarinet behind him. The soloists are Ben Webster on tenor sax and Rex Stewart on cornet. Thank you. Moon Over Cuba, like Caravan, is jointly credited to Juan Tizol and Duke Ellington. This one is from 1941, and again, Tizol states the melody. And listen for things like the valve trombone playing lead over the reeds. That's a nice touch. And there's a clarinet choir featured towards the end, which is very nice. The soloists are Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone and Ben Webster on tenor saxophone. Keith is a 1941 composition, again from Juan Tizol, and this one, instead of being Latin, is more Middle Eastern. Again, Tizol makes the melody statement, and the soloist is Ray Nance on violin. Thank you. Not all of Tiesel's compositions were of the exotic Latin variety. This one became a jazz standard also, along with Caravan, and this one is called Perdido. There were two takes made on this original recording of Perdido on January 21st, 1942. This one is the alternate, and you don't hear this very often, so I thought I'd put this one in the podcast. Starts with an Ellington introduction on piano. Renance takes the bridge on the first chorus. Then a cornet solo by Rex Stewart, Ben Webster on tenor saxophone, and Harry Carney on baritone saxophone. This is a rather obscure Juan Tiesel composition, and it's called Around My Heart. And again, it's in the swing vein. The soloists here are Duke Ellington with a piano introduction again, Lawrence Brown on trombone rather than Juan Tiesel, and Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone.
One of Duke Ellington's trombonists, Juan Tiesel, has written a lot of music. Here's one of his romantic ones, Around My Heart. Thank you.
Pizol left the Ellington Band in 1944 after a stint of 15 years. Then he joined the Harry James Band. In 1946, he recorded his first and only session as a leader. The small band had Dick Cathcart on trumpet, Juan Tizol, of course, on valve trombone, Willie Smith on alto sax, and he sings one song, Babe Russin on tenor sax, Arnold Ross piano, Irving Ashby guitar, Ed Mihalik on bass, and Nick Fatul on drums. Tizol's only date as a leader consisted of four songs, and they're all Tizol compositions. And since there's only four, I'll play all four. The first two are Qibla and The Sphinx. Qibla, as you can hear, is kind of a cousin to Caravan, and The Sphinx is more in the swing mode. Thank you. last two pieces from Juan Tizol's Leader Session are Zanzibar, which falls in the exotica category, and You Can't Have Your Cake and Eat It Too, which is kind of a light novelty number, and it's sung by alto saxophonist Willie Smith.
Just can't have your cake and eat it. No, you just can't have your cake and eat it. If you think you're fooling me, try another recipe. Don't mix our cakes with somebody new. Oh, you just can't have your fish and fry it. You could get upset on some new diet. When you're cooking up a dream, keep your kisses on the beam. Sit tight, act right, I'm talking to you. Toe the line, chum the way you should, or you will be in bed for good. No, you just can't have your cake and eat it. know you just can't have your cake and eat it. When the moon is high above and you're dishing out the love you be for me and nobody
else. In 1951, Johnny Hodges left to form his own group and took Lawrence Brown and Sonny Greer with him. To replace these three musicians, Duke Ellington, quote-unquote, raided the Harry James Orchestra and brought back Juan Tizol, and along with Tizol came Willie Smith on alto sax, who you heard earlier on Tizol's group session, and a new drummer, Louis Belson. So here's a reprise of Bakif from a 1952 radio broadcast.
Louis, a little tango. The purpose of the little tango rhythm is to bring Juan Tizol, composer, rain dance virtuoso, violinist, in a bit of exotic tonal zest titled Bakif. Bakif. Thank you.
Clark Terry joined the band in 1951, and one of his features was Juan Tizol's Perdido.
And now, Clark Terry, the great trumpeter, has chosen as his theme for variation Juan Tizol's Perdido.
Caravan is not only popular as an instrumental, it's also popular as a vocal. And in 1956, Nat King Cole recorded a memorable version with the composer on valve trombone.
night and stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand, so I may keep this memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting, resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charms of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true within our desert caravan. You are so inviting, resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charms of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true within our desert caravan.
In 1961, there was a joint session between the Duke Ellington and Count Basie bands, and during the course of that session, Juan Tizol and Cat Anderson got into an altercation. The story goes that Tizol demanded that Ellington fire Anderson, and Ellington refused. And because Ellington refused, Tizol decided to walk. Tizol's compositions, of course, continued to be performed by the band. Here's a 1963 version of Pyramid. Started off by Sam Woodyard on the drums, and the other solos are Lawrence Brown on trombone, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, Harry Carney on baritone saxophone, trumpeter Cootie Williams, and tenor saxophonist Paul Gonzalez. This is live in Paris in 1963.
This is an oldie brought forward from 1937. I shall never forget 1937. I was 15 years old that year. But in melodies introduced by Lawrence Brown and handed over to Harry Carney, the title is Pyramid. We'll be right back. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Ellington and Teasdale remained on good terms. Teasdale would sit in occasionally, but never as a full-time member. And in 1966, when Ellington did the score for the film Assault on a Queen, he enlisted Juan Teasdale as one of the copyists. Teasdale died in 1984 in Los Angeles at the age of 84. If you go to our website at ellingtonreflections.com, there's information about the recordings that were played. There's a couple of videos of Teasdale in action, and there's also a link to the interview he did with Patricia Willard for the Oral Jazz History series. With that, we'd like to thank you for listening and remind you again that my name is Steve Bowie, and also that we're on the web at ellingtonreflections.com, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And as I always like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something you ought to know.